这是平斯勒美式英语一的第五课，请听下面这段对话。
Miss, miss.
Yes?
Where is 62nd Street, please?
It's over there.
And Park Avenue?
It's here, sir.
Thank you, miss.
再听一遍。
Miss, miss.
Yes?
Where is 62nd Street, please?
It's over there.
And Park Avenue?
It's here, sir.
Thank you, miss.
你记不记得怎么说对不起请问
Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please.
问你懂不懂中文
Do you understand Chinese?
回答我懂一点儿。
I understand a little.
而且我说一点。
And I speak a little. And I speak a little.
但是不是很好。
But not very well.Not very well.
现在说，我说的不是很好。请记住，英文的字面意思是，我不说很好。
I don't speak very well. I don't speak very well.
问你呢？
And you?
你懂不懂英文?
Do you understand English?
说,我很抱歉,我不懂。
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
我不是美国人。
I'm not American.
而且我不懂。
And I don't understand. I'm not American and I don't understand.
他怎么说？但是你说的很好。英文的字面意思是但是你说很好。
But you speak very well. You speak very well.
而且你很懂。
And you understand very well.
试着说，你很懂英文，字面上的意思是，你懂英文很好。
You understand English very well. You understand English very well.
请用比较正式的方式回答。
Thank you.
在英语里，你怎么同别人打招呼
？Hello.
下边你可能会接着问什么问题
？How are you? How are you?
回答：我很好，谢谢。你呢？
I'm fine, thanks, and you? Fine, thanks, and you?
你还记不记得怎么说第六十二街
62nd Street 62nd Street.
公园大道
Park Avenue. Avenue. Park Avenue.
问公园大道在哪儿?
Where is Park Avenue? Where is Park Avenue?
说,请问,或者请。
Please. Please.
现在问第六十二街在哪儿?在句尾上加上请问这个词。
Where is 62nd Street, please? Where is 62nd Street, please?
说在这儿。
It's here. It's here.
现在说第六十二街在这儿。
62nd Street is here. 62nd Street is here.
问是否在这儿?
Is it here? Is it here?
回答,不,在那儿。
No, it's over there. No, it's over there.
说不在哪儿。
It's not over there. It's not over there.
而且不在这儿。
And it's not here. And it's not here.
说第六十二街不在这儿。
62nd Street is not here.
但是公园大道在这儿。
But Park Avenue is here.
用较随便的方式感谢他。
Thanks. Thanks, miss.
在美国,当你谢过别人以后,你会听到各种各样的反应。现在我们学一个最传统的说法,不用谢,请听并模仿。
You're welcome. Welcome. Come. Well. Welcome. You're welcome.
说不用谢。
You're welcome.
问,请问第六十二街在哪儿?请记住“请问”这个词的位置。
Where is 62nd Street, please? Where is 62nd Street, please?
试着问,在哪儿?
Where is it? Is it? Where is it?
他说,我不知道,请听并模仿。
I don't know. No. No. Don't know. I don't know.
请再注意当
don't
这个词的末尾音和别的音连读时
t
几乎听不见。说我不知道。
I don't know. I don't know.
你怎么说我知道
I know. I know.
试着问公园街在哪儿
Where is Park Street? Where is Park Street, please?
回答我不知道
I don't know. I don't know.
试着说哦，我知道。
Oh, I know. Oh, I know.
在那儿。
It's over there.
说谢谢。
Thanks.
他会怎么反应
？You're welcome. You're welcome.
请再说，我知道。
I know.
现在试着说，你知道。
You know. You know.
问你懂不懂
Do you understand?
现在以同样的方式问你知道不知道
Do you know? Do you know?
回答不，我不知道。
No, I don't know. No, I don't know.
用带有惊奇的上升语调问：“你不知道
？”You don't know.You don't know?
现在让我们来学用英文提出要求。先介绍怎么说我要。请听并模仿。
I want. 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 I want.
说我要。
I want.
现在试着说你要。
You want. You want.
说我要。
I want.
我知道。
I know.
我不知道。
I don't know.
现在试着说，我不要。
I don't want. I don't want.
你怎么说？你要。
You want.You want.
试着问你要不要
Do you want? Do you want?
再说我要。
I want.
但是一般来说，当你提出要求的时候，礼貌的说法是我想要或者我想，请听并模仿。
I would like. 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 Would. Would like. I would like.
说我想要。
I would like.
我想吃，请听并模仿。
I would like to eat. To eat. Eat. To. To eat. I would like to eat.
说吃。
To eat. Eat. To eat.
说我想吃。
I would like to eat.
现在你要说我想要一点东西吃。现在我们学一点东西这个词，请听并模仿。
Something. Thing. Thing. Some. Something. Something.
请注意
the
这个音，它和
thanks
里的音是同一个音。请再说一点东西。
Something. Thing. Something. Something to eat.
请再说一点东西吃。
Something to eat. Something to eat.
说我想要。
I would like.
现在把它们放在一起，试着说，我想要一点东西吃。
I would like something to eat. To eat. Something. Something to eat. I would like something to eat.
请再说，我想要一点东西吃。
I would like something to eat.
现在说，我要一点东西吃。
I want something to eat. I want. I want something to eat.
现在请再告诉我，你想要一点东西吃。
I would like something to eat.
现在试着说，你想要一点东西吃。
You would like something to eat. You would like.
现在颠倒
you would
这两个词的顺序，问你想要一点东西吃吗？
Would you like something to eat? Would you like? Would you like something to eat?
注意说快的时候
would you
两个词的音会连在一起，听上去像
Jew
请再问他是否想要一点东西吃。
Would you like something to eat? Would you? Would you like something to eat?
他回答，想，我想要一点东西吃。
Yes, I would like something to eat.
说，我想吃。
I would like to eat.
我想要一点东西吃。
I would like something to eat. I would like something to eat.
现在他问，你想要一点东西吃吗？
Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to eat?
他要说，我想要一点东西喝，请听并模仿喝这个词。
To drink. Drink. To drink.
请特别要注意
dri
这个音，说喝。
To drink. Dri. Drink.To drink.
现在试着说一点东西喝。
Something to drink. Something to drink.
在英语里，当
eat
或
drink
这样的词出现在某些词组或者短句中时，它的前边常常要加上一个
to，
比方说
something to drink， I want to eat
等等。现在试着说，我想要一点东西喝。
I would like something to drink. I would like something to drink, please.
现在试着问，你想要一点东西喝吗？
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
他决定不下来，他怎么说？我不知道。
I don't know.
试着说，不，谢谢你。
No, thank you. No, thanks.
他怎么说？但是我想吃。
But I would like to eat.
我想要一点东西吃。
I would like something to eat.
再问，你想要一点东西喝吗？
Would you like something to drink?
说，不，谢谢你。
No, thank you.
但是我想要一点东西吃。
But I would like something to eat.
你给了他一点东西吃，他感谢你，你怎么回答？
You're welcome. You're welcome.
你还记不记得怎么用英文跟一位年长的女士打招呼吗？
Hello, ma'am.
问他第62街在哪儿。
Where is 62nd Street? Where is 62nd Street, please?
问是否在这儿。
Is it here? Is it here?
他怎么告诉你不在这儿，在那儿？
It's not here, it's over there.
问公园大道在哪儿？
Where is Park Avenue?
他怎么说？我很抱歉，我不知道。
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know.
现在他说，哦，我知道。
Oh, I know. Oh, yes, I know.
在那儿。
It's over there.
说谢谢。
Thanks.
不用谢。
You're welcome. You're welcome.
他怎么告诉你他想要一点东西吃？
I would like something to eat.
问他在哪儿呢？英文的字面意思是哪儿？
Where? Where? Where would you like to eat?
他怎么说？他不知道。
I don't know.
问他是否想要一点东西喝。
Would you like something to drink? Would you like something to drink?
他怎么说？不，谢谢。
No thanks. No thanks.
但是我想要一点东西吃。
But I would like something to eat.
请听并模仿这个回答。
Okay. Okay.
这句话的意思是好或者好吧。第五课到此为止。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.